Welcome to the Tom Ferry Show. I do want to let you all know in advance, we are discussing today the buy side of the actions you should be taking as you move forward and navigate the new rules as we understand them. Today, the way the show flow is going to go, and if you want to go ahead and get my slides up and then go ahead and make me sort of the main, if you will, please. So today we're going to talk about the buy side. We're going to talk about what we know. We're going to talk about the actions that each of us can start to take. We're going to talk about the timing of those actions. Do you begin to implement it now or do you wait 102 days? You know, that's going to be an individual choice that you're going to have to decide upon. We're not going to get into every one of the state's rulings. It is up to you to read the NAR document. We're going to talk about what we know. We're going to talk about the things that we know we can start doing, the things that would be the right new behavioral adjustments for you to make. We're going to do all of that, but it's always going to come back to the same thing. Know your state's rulings. Know your state's agreements. So we're going to talk broadly about what we know you should begin doing. And to help me do that, I have three extraordinary guests, and each one of them is going to talk with you today and share their insights. I have the incredible Jack Miller, who as the CEO of T360, he has been leading the charge so much around this initiative. And my goodness, you know, today and tomorrow, he'll spend a lot of time with a lot of brokers and NAR just discussing go forward plans. And I know many of you out there have, you know, maybe some disappointment with NAR. Maybe you even have said some things that you probably wish wouldn't be in writing, certainly on social. We're not going to get into that stuff, right? We're not getting into that stuff. We're going to talk about you, your business, your livelihood, the thing that you can control, because I can't control NAR. I can just control what I do every single day. So Jack's going to help us there. Then I've asked David Childers, right? CEO of Keeping Current Matters, who, by the way, all of us should just say a little prayer. David and I were at the founder of KCM's funeral just this last Monday, Steve Harney. I know he is here with us in spirit, telling all of us to shut up, sit down, think, plan, and act. And I can't do that in my best Long Island accent, but that's what Steve Harney from KCM would be telling us. And then I asked my coach, and she razzes me when I say this, brilliant coach, brilliant team leader, former president of her association. And this is where she razzes me. I say, one of the most litigious real estate agents I know. And I say that with a smile and a compliment, especially during these trying times. Coach Elisa Essig, she's going to talk to us about the mistakes to avoid and the most important action you need to take with your 20 to 30 best clients, where David's going to talk to us about consumer behaviors and Jack's going to talk to us about what we know. Take it away.
Okay, we'll jump in. So delightful being here. Glad to be with everyone. And it has been a whirlwind since the settlement was announced on Friday. Over the last, you know, 5 or 6 days, we have had an incredible volume of questions for clarification around what the settlement means, how it's going to work. There are many things that we know from the settlement document itself. There are some things that we do not know, and I will be participating in a meeting tomorrow with NAR to hopefully answer some of the lingering questions that have come out of the settlement agreement itself. I've got a few slides for this group just to talk about what the settlement means, what we know about it. Before I jump into those, first of all, I think everyone should go read the Q&A document that was issued by NAR about the settlement. If you're not gonna, the settlement itself is 110 pages. It's not a light read, and you know, it's a lot of legal language, so it's not super fun. But the Q&A document does a pretty strong job of hitting many of the highlights of what the what is in the settlement itself and what it means. I'm going to provide some color on those as well as we've been learning things about it. So these are some of the highlights from the NAR settlement. The first thing I would tell everyone here is that if you are a realtor member of NAR, you have been covered by the settlement unless you're with a Berkshire Hathaway Home Services or Home Services of America affiliate, because the Berkshire Hathaway Home Services brokerages are co-defendants and they have not settled. So there's an independent, you know, Berkshire Hathaway is doing things independently of NAR and the other defendants, much like Keller Williams did, Remax did, et cetera. But if you are a realtor member, you are covered by the settlement. A little sidebar on that, whether it's recognized or not, NAR did the industry a real solid here. People are saying, oh, agents can't be sued. They absolutely could have been sued. Absolutely. There were agents sued in Texas, and there were about 200. There were about 200 defendants in the collection of all the cases. So by covering you, that's a good thing. Those of you who are saying, "Oh, I'm going to drop my NAR membership," don't, because you're part of the settlement class right now. You're covered. So don't do that today. We can talk about tomorrow, the future, but don't do anything about that, because NAR, the money they paid, has covered for your liability in this globally for anything related to these seller side lawsuits. There are about 90 brokers, not their agents. There are about 90 brokers that are above $2 billion in sales that were not covered because the plaintiff's attorneys think they can get more money out of them, much like they got money out of Keller Williams and REMAX and the Anywhere affiliates. They're looking at large brokers and saying, "We're going to go after those folks individually or mediate with them individually to see if we can get more money." That is what that's about. If you are at one of those brokers, you are covered as a realtor member. So you're covered. Your broker has a problem that they're going to work out with the plaintiffs and the plaintiff's attorneys, and there's a mediation process. Don't worry about them. That's their problem. Worry about you, like Tom said. So you're covered. You don't have to worry about getting sued in these lawsuits like some of the agents in Texas did. The NAR settlement includes some rules changes. I'm going to go through those very quickly. I know there's going to be 8 billion questions about the rules changes, because I've been in your Facebook groups, I've been online, I've seen all the talk. And mostly what I'd say is, please go read the settlement and then wait for your broker, wait for better Q&A, wait for that. And these are rules changes that will become effective approximately mid-July.
I want to make just one quick comment. So we've got about 15,000 individual links subscribed. So someone just asked a question, you know, who is Jack? Jack is the CEO of T360. Jack is the closest individual in his company consulting between brokers and NAR and this lawsuit. So Jack is not an attorney. I'm not an attorney. Alicia's not an attorney. David's not an attorney, but we're all very close to this and here to serve you. Second thing I have to say, I'm watching a whole bunch of you go into the chat and start making noise. I'd like to make a request. How about just for the next 45 minutes, you listen and learn and you stay off the chat, because the chat is just going to be confusing and noisy and stupid. I just said that out loud. It's going to be confusing, noisy, and stupid. So yes, if I see a lot of chat, I will just turn it off and allow you just to focus. So just push it aside and let's focus. Sorry, Jack, keep going.
I've got two other things on that. We've been writing about this issue since the first lawsuit was, you know, went to court back in 2018. So our firm publishes 2 books a year. We do an annual trends report, and we've been writing consistently about the lawsuits. We've critiqued them. We know them top to bottom. We've been in discussions with NAR about it, but we're not an attorney firm. We're not involved with the settlement. We're just here to make sure that people have good information about it and to serve our clients. We work with a lot of the largest brokers and franchisors in the country and help them adjust their strategies and take action. That's the whole purpose of this call, is to know what you need to do and to take action. So I'm going to go through the rules changes really quickly. Before I do that, I will tell you also for the chat, please don't discuss compensation in the chat. Everyone here knows this is an antitrust situation, so please don't discuss compensation. Don't do it online. Don't do it on Facebook. Don't do it in public forums. Don't do it with other brokers. It's fine to talk about it in the context of your brokerage, but outside of your brokerage, that is not allowed. So please don't do that. That's something we just don't recommend. All right. So there are compensation rule changes in the settlement. First, there is no requirement in these rules changes, and these are NAR rule changes that NAR has agreed to do. And they've said, look, we are going to not require people to be a member in an association or MLS in order to receive compensation. They just need to be a licensee by whatever rules are in your state. So you can write up a purchase contract. You can be compensated as part of that, contract. All of that is fine. And you don't have to have anything to do with NAR and MLS. And that includes if you're not a member of NAR and you show an MLS listed property, you can still be compensated for it. You do not have to be a member. So that's rule change. The next one is no offer of buyer broker compensation is allowed in the MLS. That field that says whatever percent or whatever dollar amount that exists in the MLS today goes away mid-July. It will be gone. And that's probably the biggest change that people will notice is when that field disappears. We're going to talk a lot about how you were going to work with that. So don't worry about that. This team's got you covered. There will be no requirement of offer of compensation, of a unilateral offer of compensation to the buyer broker. So it will not be required. Also, NAR realtor members cannot create a non-MLS mechanism. So we had a lot of people say, oh, well, it's not allowed in the MLS. I'll just go put it somewhere else. I've got a Facebook group. I've got, we'll go build another national portal and put it, we'll put all of our stuff there. Cannot do it. Not allowed. That is exactly what both the DOJ and the plaintiffs in this case are trying to prevent from happening, is a group collusive mechanism where commissions are relayed, right? That's what is going away. That's what DOJ is trying to make go away. And we can debate it, right, wrong, and different. Doesn't matter. These are the rule changes. I'm just here to tell you that, right? That's what that is. You can offer buyer broker compensation on your website. Fundamentally, that's a free speech issue. You're allowed to go and put things on your website. If your seller says, hey, I want to offer some buyer broker compensation, great. You can put it on your listings only on your website. That's fine under these rule changes. That's not disallowed. So those are all related to compensation rules. There's some contract and disclosure rule changes. You can't state your services are free unless there is no compensation from any source whatsoever. You can't be paid any. If you say it's free, it has to be free, free, free. Nobody's paying you anything. You must disclose that your fees are not set by law and fully negotiable. Many of you are already doing this. The buyer broker must have a buyer sign an agreement and negotiate their fees. It all has to be in there prior to showing a property from the MLS. This is probably one of the other biggest changes. I know Alicia's going to talk about it. I know that we're going to be going through that, how to handle that situation where you have to have a buyer broker agreement signed before you do a showing. Now this is a settlement that has to be approved by the court. And if it's approved by the court, it becomes in effect in mid-July. So there is time for you guys to change your narratives and change practices. Some of you are already there. Some of you are very good about this already. And I'd say teach everyone else. That's if you got that as a superpower, you get buyer representation agreement signed, teach other people how to do it. The amount of compensation cannot be open-ended. It has to be a specific amount. So it has to be a percent or a dollar or a thing like that. I've got one more slide on the updates and then I'll kick it back over to you, Tom. There are some rules around seller concessions. And this is probably when people go, well, if there's no buyer offer compensation, how do we compensate for our time? How does that work? The mechanism that is put in place with these rule changes is seller concessions. So sellers may offer concessions in the MLS via a field, which is a seller concessions field. It can be a dollar amount or a percent, but it cannot say anything about what that is used for. It is it's very different. It's not a compensation field, where the compensation and the way that we've worked up until now has been that compensation was guaranteed. If you were a member of the MLS and you played by the rules, you were guaranteed that compensation when you sold the home. And if there was an issue, you went to dispute and you got it resolved. Seller concessions is different. Seller concession says, the seller says, hey, if you give me my list price, I have X percent available to help the buyer with closing costs, or X dollars available to help the buyer with closing costs. Those must go into the purchase agreement, into the contract. Note, and I think we discussed this a little bit earlier, this means there probably will be a change to the code of ethics. There's some states I'm aware of where you're not allowed to negotiate compensation in the purchase agreement. So there are going to be some changes that have to come in order to support this. But fundamentally, it is the seller saying, I've got a pool of money that the buyer can use towards any of their closing obligations, including paying their agent. That is fine, but it can't be conditioned on that. And it's not a guarantee of compensation for you, the agent. That is the biggest change. Everything's open to negotiation. And this last one, as a buyer agent, you have a signed buyer representation agreement. You cannot be paid more than what's in your agreement with the buyer. The buyer said they're going to pay X percent or Y percent or Y dollars or a flat fee or whatever it is. That's what you get paid. You don't get paid extra stuff. If there is any extra stuff, then that extra stuff goes to the buyer and they get to decide how to use it, to buy down points, to make repairs, to do something else. So those are the big changes. I will tell you, Tom, there's a lot of things we don't know. I'm walking into a meeting tomorrow with a list of probably about 70 questions related to practice. Some are esoteric, some are kind of in the weeds, and some are kind of big picture. Like, you know, isn't this allowing the display of commissions on the broker's website, right, the agent's website? Right. Like, are there any rules around that? Like, what does that look like? It basically says, look, you can use it, but how can you use it? Can you put it on signs and flyers and all that kind of other stuff? How can we? So there's some questions there that we're going to attempt to get answered. And I'd say everybody here that's listening in, you guys are ahead of the curve. You're paying attention. You're going to find out these things sooner than others, and you're going to be more ready to take them on. So that's a quick update. And again, I'm sure there's a million questions. this isn't the forum for that, but you know, we are working on getting answers for everything as we digest this settlement.
Marketing is ever evolving, and with the emergence of AI, the rate of change is faster than ever. Adapt quickly to AI-driven marketing strategies or risk falling behind. This is precisely why we've created the AI Marketing Academy, a 4-week virtual intensive tailored to integrate AI seamlessly into your marketing strategy. You'll start with unraveling the basics of AI, then you'll get to grips with essential AI tools. And finally, you'll learn how to incorporate these tools into effective real-world marketing tactics. Space is limited. Don't miss your chance to be a part of the future.
First of all, Jack, thank you. And I know, you know, we have a lot of ground to cover in a short amount of time. I want to remind everybody today we're talking about the buy side of the NAR rulings. If you mark your calendar for April 4th at 11 a.m., we will be doing another session on the sell side. So, April 4th, 11 a.m. on the sell side. So, David, a lot of the questions that people are going to get is, will consumers still want to pay a fee for representation on the buy side? Right. So I thought it'd be appropriate for you to share some of the consumer insights and maybe just maybe because of who you are, a little insight on interest rates. Then I'm going to take over on buyer agency and some presentation materials, how to deliver more value, how to be more sophisticated, how to make a charge into the storm versus hiding from it. So David Childers, CEO of KCM, the show is yours. Take it away.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tom. And, you know, Jack and all the information his team has built is amazing. And Jack, I just want to say thank you on behalf of everybody on this call for working on behalf of the industry. And I know that you're focused on that. So thank you for that. I want to say a couple of things. First, there are a lot of distractions this year, no doubt. This being first and foremost what we're on here today. But you know, one of the ones that we talked about, Tom, and we've talked about several times this year, is interest rates. You know, and mortgage rates and what that brings. Fed met yesterday, and I want to give you something real quick. There is, according to folks that track it right now, a 75% probability that the first Fed cut will come in June. Okay, that's a big piece. We're going to watch that and say, does it go up? Does it go down? And certainly could. But we're in a demand-based rate environment, right? So you have these things coming together that will affect our business. And there's, I want to, you mentioned you and I being together earlier this week for Steve's Celebration of Life. And that was emotional and amazing. And one of the things Steve would always remind me of, and I want everybody to hear this and listen to it because it is so true right now. He would say this, he'd say, David, confusion leads to fear. Fear then left unchecked leads to panic. And panic leads to paralysis. And my message today is to everybody that's on here, there's over 15,000 people watching, Tom, and many, many more that are watching in the recording. There are a lot of people that are paralyzed right now. And I want to give you a little bit of perspective on our market. You know, most of the times when we do things, I'm talking about, hey, here's something to share with consumers. This is something for us today. We're talking about everybody on the call, great agents that are on the call that have a chance to make a difference. And here's what I want to share. I'm going to give you two slides. Tom, I'll give these over to you, and you can tell everybody how they can get all of Jack's stuff and everything that's going to be shared. But there was a survey done this month by Bright MLS, one of the largest MLSs, on consumer behaviors. And there is no doubt consumers are locked into this. But grab your phone, take a look at this. Because you want to take a picture, and I'm going to give it to you as well. But this is amazing, okay? And just sort of a reminder here, and you can see it, I'm sharing it right now. He said, which of the following statements do you agree with most? First question, when you buy a home, you should definitely have someone who represents your interest during the whole process. 76% of consumers said, I agree with that. That is absolutely true. 3 out of 4 people that are buying a home in this country believe in the value of representation, the value of advice, and are willing to pay for it. Okay, so let's not, in the heat of this moment where we sit right now, let's not forget about that. Okay, in being focused on how do I explain this, and I know Alicia's going to come up in a minute and talk about, okay, here's how you interact directly with people, you know, as we get ready for this. But don't think that they're not willing and able and want to pay for great advice. That's my first point. Second point, inside of that study, this one right here, respondents agree it would be very stressful to navigate the home buying process without an agent or broker. 87 said, we believe an agent or broker is an essential trusted advisor for the home buyer. I'm gonna pull my slides down here real quick. Those two pieces of information, I print those out. Hopefully you took a picture of them while we were up here. Have them out. Let that be the motivation for us to do two things. One, Steve would always say this. He'd say, most agents understand what's happening. Most know, great ones or good ones understand it, but great ones can explain what's going on. Our job right now, and I'll turn it back over to you, Tom, here in a minute, is to explain what's happening and our value in the transaction right now.
It's beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you, David. And again, everybody's going to get a copy of all the slides. We will be emailing all this information out. So I'm going to go ahead and take, now that I actually have my official slides, in case you guys are wondering if this is a live show, Brandon, go ahead and put those up. So I'm going to walk you guys through, let's just call it, I think, the four most important things. Of course, you know, understanding consumer behavior from David's standpoint, understanding the legalese, what we know today from Jack's standpoint. I want to arm you with some tools so you feel comfortable and confident to go out and have conversations and be empowered and be the educator. Right? Be the person bringing the truth to a potentially unsophisticated first-time home buyer or someone that's bought five homes for you that doesn't understand what the new rules are. With that said, if you were going to take notes, the first thing I would do is I would write down mindset, process, contracts, conversations, because it's those four things. It's mindset, your mindset, first and foremost. It is processes, right? Our processes are changing. It doesn't matter what you want. It is what we now must do. That's a process change. The other one is contracts. We're all accustomed to contract changes. They happen all the time. There's, you know, new contract changes. But most importantly, it's about new conversations. And it's about you feeling empowered and comfortable to have the right conversation with your customers to move them forward powerfully. Now, you can see my slide. It says the only thing that is constant is change. And I want to remind you, some of us that have been around for a while can remember there was a time when we had MLS books and then the whole thing went online and a lot of people freaked out about it and complained. Wait a minute, I'm not in power anymore. Now consumers are going to see everything. But you know what? We adopted. We changed. A lot of us can remember things like having to use the Thomas Guide as a way to get around town to find properties and driving in your car with a buyer in the back seat and you're looking at a map. And very quickly, we adopted to an online tool, right? My point to you is you have adopted many times. Many of you can remember this beautiful little device, not unlike this little, you know, flip video camera I have sitting here on my table. And then very quickly, we switched to solutions like Palm Agent and other solutions to be the educator. My point to you, my friends, is you are accustomed to adapting. You are great at making change. So I was in this conversation this morning with my friend, Byron Lazine. Byron is the, you know, a great team leader with the William Ravis, you know, group up in Connecticut, also has to be the CEO of BAM Agent. And we were chatting about, hey, so, you know, the reality is we're all accustomed to making changes. And it's like, what happens when the government just increases taxes? Because that happens. And when it does, what do you say? No, I'm never going to. No, you know what you say? Okay, all right, I got to lower my costs. I got to make more money. I got to make adjustment because the change is the change is the change. And it doesn't matter what your opinion is. So I simply just pay the additional taxes and I move forward, right? This feels closer to that. This feels closer to that. It feels like potentially a tax on your business. It is a change in your process. It is a change in your mindset. It is a change in your approach. But I just want to remind you that many of us, we worked through a global pandemic. We went through the COVID virus. And we were able to figure out hazmat suits and putting gloves on and spraying everything down and open houses with only one party through at a time. And you know what? You, my friend, you made the adjustments. You made the changes. So I don't want you to buy into the BS noise, the confusion, the fear mongering, the stupid agents that are complaining online and saying the world is over. And my goodness, just go to YouTube and just type in real estate and it's the end of commissions and it's all this nonsense. Today, you know what we suffer from? A mind virus. It's a mind virus. It's not the COVID virus. Now it's the mind virus. And you and I, We need to stay calm. We need to stay focused, and we need to stay focused on new processes, new contracts, new changes in our conversations, and most importantly, serving customers, because this visual strategy is not an option that any one of you can afford. None of you can afford this. We need to be more like this. And you all know the story of between a cow and a bison in a storm. A cow tries to walk away from it and gets pummeled by the storm. But the bison turns right into the storm because it's the fastest way to get through it. You go right through the storm. And what I'm asking you today is to be a little more like a bison. So Jack has shared with us what we know. And you can kind of see my notes got a little confusing there for a second, right? David has now shared with us some consumer awareness. But I'm going to make the argument today. You need to choose your mindset from today forward. From today forward, are agents' values under attack? Like the value delivered, is it under attack? Or is it simply time to adjust processes, contracts, and conversations? I think if we can just keep it simple for ourselves, we will therefore keep it simple for our customers. You have to decide, right? You have 100 days. I remember during the pandemic, I had 4 hours of notice that the next day the world was going to close down for 2 weeks. And I met with my executive team. We created a solution. We made the decisions and we did the best we could in 4 hours. You have 100 days. The challenge with having 100 days, right, puts you in a position where you might say, okay, I'm going to do it now. And I hope that's the decision you make. Or you might say, I'm going to do it later, right? I'll do it like in June. I think that'd be a really bad choice. Or worse, some people that will actually wait until after everything is out, July and August. And I think, unfortunately, those people will look like a fool when all is said and done. So let's do a little scripting. Take a moment and think about the next time your friend says, text you, hey, my goodness, we're looking on, you know, realtor.com and we're excited about buying a house. There is some language you might want to start to incorporate into your business. Hey, Alicia, have you read up on the new changes and agreements for buying a home in 2024? I'm talking to a friend. I'm talking to a past client. And Alicia's going to give you stuff at the very end that is directed specifically towards your best customers, the people that refer you the most business, because we got a strategy for you there. But if you just read this, so you know, you get a referral, you meet somebody, it doesn't matter where they come from today, right? I have online stuff, which we'll discuss in a minute. Have you read up on the new changes and agreements for buying a home in 2024? Tonality is everything. No, we haven't. What are you talking about? I've read in the news that something about commissions. Yeah. So what would be best for us is to sit down, get clear on everything you guys want in your new home. And then I can take the time to share with you all of the processes of how I help you do that. And then we're going to learn the changes in the agreements. When would you guys like to get together? Right? Like, I think that language, or you can modify it how you want. That language needs to start immediately. I would also make the acknowledgement, because I have a lot of friends that acquire leads online, Zillow, Homes, Realtor, on and on and on and on and on. And there's a lot of confusion here. A lot of people are saying, oh, but Tom, forever, we have just simply gone out and showed them one house and then we would have the consultation. Well, that is no longer allowed. That is a process change. That is a process change. And you could make the argument if you buy I buy all these online leads and man, if on the first session I ask for that, then I'm going to, it's not. You're suffering from a mind virus. Until you practice it and until you deliver it, you don't know anything to be true. You're just telling yourself a story, right? But that story no longer, that process no longer applies. So I'm going to say to you, set the initial appointment. But inside of the initial appointment, aren't you going to ask the question, have you toured any homes with other agents? Yes or no? No, you're actually the first. Have you discussed what agency means with any real estate agents because of the new changes? No, we haven't. Now, you can see my highlighted part, future state post-July, because remember, we have, as Jack discussed, things that we know and things that we don't know yet. And I would make the argument in the future state post-July, you're probably going to say something like, do you have 10 minutes to discuss these things, as we're now required to explain agency before we go on a tour. We're now required to explain agency before we go on a tour. Now, I know a lot of my friends that buy a lot of online leads, this makes them nervous. Nervous is not a strategy. Testing is a strategy. You have 100 days. You have 100 days. Do not put your head in the sand and wait. Now, additionally, for online leads, right, once you've scheduled the appointment, hey, when you're calling back to confirm the appointment and share that you've got X more homes for them to see, and hey, you're going to be emailing those properties along with the agency disclosure forms, which includes the agreement allowing you to show them homes. Right? Once they've signed that, you go show them homes. And then maybe after a single party show, which that's going to be called something different in every state in the US, but you know what I'm saying? You have the agreement to go show them one home like you used to do with maybe a for sale by owner, or, you know, that buyer that says, hey, I want to look at that off-market property as an example, things that you know. Once they've signed that, you go show them that home or the number of homes that you agreed on that agreement. And then you say, hey, let's get together and let's talk about future plans and how I'm going to serve you and what my process is, et cetera. Now, as I said, it's easy. It's conversation changes. You're all good at talking to customers. You either bite the bullet and you start now, or you wait until June and then panic. And Jack, if you think brokers are panicking right now, and I know they are, in the next, you know, 36 hours, you're going to have a lot of meetings with all these great brokers, agents that don't adopt the changes now. You don't say, I'm going from the BlackBerry to the iPhone. I'm going from the MLS book to going online. If you don't make those changes, come June, you're going to be in a panic and you're going to be so far behind the eight ball that I get concerned for you. And the bottom line is number three, if you wait until after July, I'm sorry, I'm not being rude, but you are a fool. That's like a pilot that says, I know I'm supposed to go back and get recertified in the new aviation equipment, but I'm going to wait and do 54, you know, five more flights beforehand. No, that would be stupid. So let's be clear. The path that we're all choosing is we're biting the bullet and we're starting now. We're starting now. So what does that mean? It means that agents and teams, you have to know, show, and demonstrate your real value to a buyer today. That's what it means. Now, the good news is, right, you're now applying for the job to represent them. And Alicia, you know, credit to you, because, you know, I couldn't help but liken this to you. Hey, all the great listing agents, you're now making a listing presentation for buyers. And Alicia was like, let's not have that in the mindset of people. We are applying for the job to represent you, which means I'm going to articulate my value, right, that I do for my clients. I'm going to explain the contracts, the listing side, how that works, the buy side, how that works. What is title escrow or the attorneys that manage the settlement? What is everybody's role? I'm also going to explain, hey, these are the supporting people that are going to help me during the process, that I'm involved in a lot of activities and I've got all these other people that get paid separately for their activities. And then I'm going to share the options of how I get paid. I'm going to share the options of how I get paid for my services. Now, if you didn't take a screenshot of that, I highly recommend it. All right. Oh, I gotta love Apple's new adjustment to Zoom, right? I'm not sure if that was worthy of balloons, but we'll take it. Now, another thing I want you to consider is we're now applying for the job of representing the buyers, and that means you cannot show homes without an agreement. Single party show agreement. If your state has non-exclusive buyer agreements, some do, some don't, you have to know your state's rules or the exclusive buyer agreement. The bottom line is know your state's rules, but know that your mindset should be starting today. I'm applying for the job of representing you in your home purchase. Let's sit down. I want to explain the process. I want to be the educator. I want to be the right person for you. You with me? Like, that's exactly what we're doing. And I know in your heart, you get that. So if you haven't seen this, I have been tracking, thanks to some of my friends in the title business, all of the new listings coming to market and what their cooperative buy-side agent commission has been. So you can see here, this is actually the Phoenix MLS, Phoenix, Arizona. You can see that looks like there's about 17,000 homes for sale. And as of, I think this was a couple weeks ago, no, I'm sorry, just a few days ago, there is 162 listings with no offer of compensation. Now, as Jack explained, in the future, it will be all listings will show it, because that form will be removed from the MLS coming up, you know, post July. What is interesting is 56 of those properties are in escrow or have closed, as you can see on the right side, have closed. So that number increased a little bit from the previous 30 days, and it increased a little bit over the next 30 days. And to David's point, if 76% of consumers say, I understand the power of hiring a real estate agent to represent me, my goodness, don't use this. But could you imagine, heaven forbid, if you had to get a divorce and it wasn't a positive thing. It wasn't like, hey, we love each other, but it's time for us to move on. But it was like, screw you. When was the last time you heard somebody in that situation say, I'm going to have one person represent both parties? I think we're always going to be in a world where the vast majority of consumers will hire a professional like you to represent them in the biggest decision they're going to make. Now, with that said, in 2019, I started sharing with people that smart agents and teams are going to begin to educate and market their process that emphasizes how you make buying easier or more convenient or less stressful, or at the minimum, protecting their interest. Protecting their interest could arguably be the most important thing. And during the pandemic, I was saying, of course, we're going to make it safer. And you can also use that word today. But we've been talking about this now since 2019. The vast majority of my clients, I did a quick search on Tom AI, which is the internal AI solution we use that is only for our coaches and our clients. And Alicia, I went on there and said, yesterday at 4 o'clock, in the last 24 hours of all the coaching sessions that have been done, please share with me the emotions and the range of emotions that are currently being discussed in their coaching sessions. And it was literally 80%, we can't wait, we got this, let's go. And 20% like, okay, coach, what do I need to do? I'm a little nervous. And that's encouraging for me. And I hope you're a part of that 80%. Now, listen up, pay attention. If I'm now essentially making a listing presentation to a buyer, if I'm applying for the job, I now need to demonstrate the things that I do and show them the things that I do, not with the intention to make it overwhelming and complicated. Our job is to explain, hey, the sausage making is very complicated, but here is your sausage, right? Like the surgery is very complicated, but don't worry, I got your back. This is going to be easy. Your job is lay down, right? We want to make it the complex feel simple for the customer, but we also have to say, this is what I do. These are all the things we do. So I take my business very seriously. There's over 90 things that we do to help our clients, courtesy of the Spelling Group, some of our wonderful customers who put this together. And literally, I would imagine a world where when you get these slides, you customize them to you. You don't put all 90 on one sheet. You literally say, here's 10 things. And maybe it's even laminated. And you show it to the client and you say, let me just point out one or two of these every time to give you an example, a story, a time when I was helping a customer and this went sideways and what we did. And here's the next 10. Here's another example in front of the customer. What questions you have about each one of these? And here's the next 10. 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 What questions you guys have? What questions you guys have about the home buying process and what it is that we're going to be doing for you? I think the moment you can wrap your head around, I need to visually demonstrate what I do for buyers the same exact way you've done for your entire career to list a $200,000 house or a $25 million house. You had to be able to say, this is what I'm going to do for you. Now, in addition, if you're not also talking about the 24 different terms that you'll be negotiating on your behalf, so, you know, Mr. Buyer, Mrs. Buyer, couple, whatever it is, there's over 24 different things that I'll be negotiating on your behalf throughout the process to make sure that you get the home you want at the price you want with the terms that you want. So let me just take a second and share with you. Here's 24 things that you are hiring me to negotiate on your behalf. Now, little side note, if you haven't recently gone through Never Split the Difference by the great Chris Voss, probably should add that to my list, maybe get it on my audio. If you go to my YouTube channel, he and I did several videos together, podcasts together, where we were role-playing scripts and dialogues. And if not Chris Voss, something to level up your ability to negotiate effectively. I'm a big fan of Chris Voss. He's a friend and I think he does wonderful work. And if you say, well, gosh, Tom, I've actually got six more on there, then add it. But the key is let's articulate our value. This is what I'm going to do to make this process safe and make sure you guys are taken care of. Now, again, we're applying for the job. So if you look down this list, and if you've ever seen the great Alicia Essig do her entire presentation, which Alicia, we might just want to do another session for everybody and just do it again because we did it privately for our coaching clients and it was the most viewed video of 2020, the most viewed training. So I can't ask you in the chat, but I'll just assume that we're going to add that for you. The last part is that sharing where you get paid, how you get paid. If you look at this, it's probably no different from the way you would do your listing presentation. So I want you to just get this mindset of, I got this. I need to articulate my value. I need to show them all the things that I do, explain the steps, explain the process, explain how the list side buy, the buy side works, how title and escrow and the settlement fees, how everything works. And this is how I get paid. Now, I love the line. I'd love to apply for the job of being your realtor. So what questions do you have about how I get paid? I think the bison is going to go right at it. The bison's going to go right at it. And the cow is going to walk away from it in a state of fear and ultimately more than likely earn dramatically less fees. And I would remind you that the great Jim Rohn once said, your income is in direct correlation to the value you deliver to the marketplace. So what I'm hoping you're getting from this is have the right mindset, change your process, change your contracts, change your conversations, make those adjustments, deliver more value to the customer, or just simply for the first time, cement it, synthesize it, codify it into a process that you can show a buyer. This is everything we do. I'm just trying to give you samples to get you confident to move forward quickly. Now, the other line is, I love this one. We'd love to onboard you as a client and provide these services. We'd love to onboard you as a client and provide these services. What questions do you have about how we get paid? I think the faster you just say, I'm going to bite the bullet and get comfortable with this, the better. Three options: single party or single home or multi-home or 1 day or 1 week agreement, right? All the modifications that you know, non-exclusive buyer agreements. If that is available in your states, maybe that's an option, certainly less threatening, right? And of course, the exclusive buyer agreement, right, that I hope that you get to. Maybe you start with number one and you get to number three. The bottom line is this: the faster you start, the better. So choose your path. Bite the bullet and start now. That'd be my mindset. Bite the bullet and start. You're not going to start your diet in 6 months. You're not going to like start being a better spouse in 3 months because there's a new rule change. No, you're going to start now because the right thing is always the right thing. And people like you and I, boom, we're like the bison. We lead from the front. We don't wait. We do not put our head in the sand. We move forward powerfully. Don't wait till June. And my goodness, don't be a fool and wait until, you know, well, once I read everything and everything is ready. And then when finally, because you're basically saying to yourself, I'm just going to be out of business between now and then. You need to start. Now, there is this thing that's being passed around a ton right now, and it's the seller concession cheat sheet. And again, please write down April 4th at 11 a.m. Pacific. We're going to do a seller version of this. I just want to make a note for all of you, because this is a wonderful piece and it's being shared a lot right now online. I would encourage you in no way, shape, or form to be publicizing this. I would only have this printed out when I'm on a presentation, when I'm sitting in front of a customer. Be very clear on that. Do not just start sharing this everywhere. That would be a very bad idea. Now, what I am excited about is my friends over at Palm Agent, and I'm assuming every one of you has already downloaded the Palm Agent app. It is the most commercially successful, most downloaded app in all of real estate in the US. It is nuts. They are already completing a seller concession calculator in Palm Agent. So you literally just click, 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 click. Here's how it works. Here's the option based upon our situation. So if you have not downloaded that, I would encourage you, I'm going to give you just 2 seconds while I take a sip of water. I know it looks like bourbon. Take a sip of water, take a second, hit that very fast, or you can just go to the App Store, type in Palm Agent. All right. I know that I went through that quickly, and you're going to get a copy of all these slides. Jack Miller has now shared with us, hey, what we know. We may not like it. I didn't like it. Like when my friends told me that the state of California raised the tax on people earning X dollars or more. For, I don't know, for about 36 hours, I watched a bunch of my friends go, that's not fair. That's not right. And I said, are you going to leave California? They're like, nope. So got to adjust. Got to lower my expenses, got to pay the new taxes. It is what it is, right? We know what we know. We're going to make the adjustment. David's point around consumer awareness is very important for you to get the mind virus out of your head. Don't be creating the objection yourself. Don't be walking into appointments with this emotion of fear, like they're going to ask me about the commission. No. Have you read about? Have you heard about? Do you know all the new rules? has anybody taken the time to show you what agency means and how it works now? Like, we're the kind of people, we go straight at it. You and me, that's what we do. And of course, right, I've shared with you a whole bunch of stuff around demonstrating your value. I know I went quickly. We only had an hour and we only have like 10 minutes left, and I've got to get Alicia in, who's got some insanely great scripting and points. But I'm just telling you, my friends, you got this. So now with that said, I've got Alicia Essig, who I mentioned in the very beginning. I lovingly say one of the most litigious agents I've ever met, who's not an attorney, but because she was the former president of her association, a managing broker, and a beautiful team leader and a fantastic business coach and speaker for us. I wanted her to share her insights and, most importantly, the one action that every one of us needs to take. So Brandon, go ahead and kill my slides and we're going to turn it over to Alicia. So Alicia, the show is yours.
Awesome, Tom. I'm so excited to be here. I'm going to go ahead and share my slides as well. Here we go. This is who I am. If you'd like to connect with me, go ahead and scan that QR code and I'm going to stop moving along now, but here we go. So the three things, first thing I want people to remember in this business is the NAR profile of home buyers. What did the consumer want out of our agents? And if you watch the big webinar from a couple of weeks ago, I talked about this. Yeah. They do want our help, no doubt. And this is a quote directly out of the NAR profile of home buyers. So they want the help. They want you to walk through the process with them. They want you to introduce them to service providers. They want you to provide a service. Don't forget that. And this is not going to change that even a little bit. So the three things that I'm going to cover with you guys are, number one, the don'ts, right? The do's, and some scripts. So let's talk about the don'ts, and Jack hit them a little bit as well. The first one is, don't get caught up in the media. You cannot and will not be able to control the narrative. And, you know, I have been, you know, Tom and I have been sharing, you know, stuff all week long. I've seen a lot. And quite frankly, the media, the social media, they're having a field day with it. It's what they do. You know, everybody loves a train wreck, and that's what it is. If you want to help with your mind virus, stop paying attention to all of it. Just quit. Don't put the stuff out there. Don't ask for it. And I'm going to talk to you about ways to overcome that. But that's one of them. Don't get caught up in it. You're not going to be able to control it. If you think you're going to put a video out explaining the process, the amount of, you know, objections and hate you're going to get are going to make you, you know, want to just go to Tahiti. Number two, don't try to figure out ways to sidestep the rules. That will only make things worse. For example, and I have this clear, participants and subscribers must not filter out recent MLS or restrict MLS listings communicated to their customers based on the existence or level of compensation offered to buyer broker. That's right from the settlement suit. Please don't try and get creative and figure out ways to sidestep the new rules. Figure out ways to embrace the new rules. And the number three is don't get caught up in the doom and gloom. This is your opportunity to rise, improve your skills and your activities. So what should I do? And I think a lot of you are here. You're like, what should I do? So the three things that I've leaned into is, number one, transparency. In my opinion, if you read through the settlement pages, it becomes very, very, very clear, based on the practice changes that were laid out and proposed by NAR, that the issue is transparency. So be transparent with everything. Your process, Tom just gave you what, 6 pages of all the things that you do. Be transparent in your process. Be transparent in your numbers. That means that when you are talking about what your fee costs, you may need to actually do the math, and that's okay. Be transparent with your skills and your activities as to what you do. It is so very important. Transparency is everything. I think part of the problem with our business is that we haven't been fully transparent. And I know I'm guilty of that. I used to say, well, it was my job to shield my client from all of the hoopla and the how the sausage is made, because they're too busy worrying about packing their things and moving. But we realized that that's been a problem because we weren't transparent in all of the things that we did. So making sure that you are transparent. The second one is being creative. We have to be creative. Now, that's not the kind of creative I talked about in the don'ts, because we don't want to try and figure out ways to sidestep the rules. We want to be creative in figuring out how can we embrace those rules. And we're going to talk about a couple of action items on that. And the second and the last one is your relationships. So your relationships are literally everything. Come on, there we go. So here are your three action items. Number one, again, embrace the statement of, I'd love to apply for the job of being your realtor. I think that there has been a lot of assumptions on realtors' parts in this, in the whole process, that I'm assuming that if you call me because you want to see a house, that I'm going to then work for you. And that's how you get burned. I'm assuming I'm going to get paid. I'm assuming, well, we all know what assume means. So honor the relationship as it is, which is, I'd love to apply for the job as being your realtor. The next one is embrace the buyer consultation, which, Tom, you know, we just agreed that we're going to do a free training on that, when, you know, to really embrace understanding how to present agency for your state, compensation, local information. And we'll go through all three steps of that in that training. I've been training this process for over 15 years. It works over and over and over again, I promise you. And there are so many people inside of our ecosystem that have adopted this process, and they DM me and tell me all the time that adding this process in has been absolutely life-changing to their jobs. So let's talk about knowing the numbers. Palm agent is a great one, but I can't tell you enough how when you know the numbers and you demonstrate that and you can rattle off these numbers here and there, people are so very impressed when you have something in your brain that you can't replicate, right? It's not an app. Okay, it's an app. But if you can just do it and you're standing in the home and you say, this will cost this and this because you can rattle it off. Now, you might go, I'm not that great with math. That's okay. It's a simple calculation. Just go Google amortization chart and remember your pre-licensing. It's not that difficult. And if you don't want to do that, you can use Palm Agent. You can stand in the house and still rattle it off. It's amazing when the level of respect that people have for you, when you start using your knowledge, skills, and expertise, and people go, wow, that's demonstrating the value. The last one is building your skill at having challenging conversations. It's so very, very important. You've got to advocate for you, your business, your fee. On a coaching call this morning, we just talked about that. It's so important. If you're not saying, these are my boundaries, this is what this is, et cetera, then people are going to run all over you. Quite frankly, that's why I built out the buyer consultation as it was to begin with, because I was tired of being people's beck and call. Now, lean into your relationships. This is where I'm going to give you a couple of scripts. I know we're getting close to the top of the hour, so please stick with me. We might go over a few minutes. I can't tell you that leaning into your relationships for so very many reasons, okay? The first one is crowdsourcing. There is so much noise in the market right now that what we need to do is we need to have one-to-one conversations so we can create little or big armies around us that can then re-articulate the accurate things about this new change to our business, right? You don't want someone at the water cooler that's like, oh, well, guess I can't buy a house now because now I got to pay my agent, right? I know that's what a lot of you are worried about. So if you make it your priority right now over the next 30 days, which is only one third of the 100 we have. But if you make it a priority right now over the next 30 days to have one-to-one conversations about what this lawsuit means, and I'm going to give you exactly how to do it and what to say, you will overcome a whole lot of objections ahead of time. Now, the second one, remember this image. We need a crowdsourcing. So here's the text script. You guys can take a screenshot of this. This is an incredible bridge. A lot of real estate agents are like, well, I don't want to call my clients. I don't want to bother them when they're at work. I don't want, right? Okay. So this is the bridge. You shoot them a text that says, hey, do you have 2 minutes for a quick business call? Now, remember this script? because whether it applies to what's changing in our industry right now or in the future, you can use this script as an intro to invite a conversation anytime in your business for the next 20 years. And I'm having clients that are having incredible success with this script. Because when you send that text to past clients, sphere of influence, friends, family, whatever, they're going to say a few options. They're going to go, yes, no, not now. They're going to say, or they might even just pick up the phone and call you and be like, what's up, right? And so this is where you're then going to say, hey, have you heard of what's going on in the real estate industry? But shut up. And they're going to say yes or no. And you're going to say, if they say no, then you can explain it. If they say yes, then you say, what questions do you have? What have you heard? Right? Don't just volunteer like word vomit on these people, because most of the time they don't understand even half of what this is about. They literally don't. They've just seen some egregious headlines that we're all not happy with, but this is how you mitigate those headlines. So now it's your turn to explain. Now, the next thing you're going to say, you're going to go right to the meat of it, because many of these people may have bought a home with you in the past. So skip all of the explanation. Just don't bother. Just say, when you bought your home, did you pay me? Or if it wasn't you, but did you pay the real estate agent that helped you buy that home? The answer most likely is going to be no. In which case, you can then move on and say, I would highly recommend that you pay that forward. Because, and consider offering at least some, if not all, of the buyer's compensation. Understand that buyers shoulder most of the costs in a real estate transaction. They are shouldering the lending costs, the title costs, the taxes. And so when you explain that to a home seller and you remind them that they did not pay for a buyer agent, that they will most likely go, ooh, you're right. No problem. I got you. And I've had many of those conversations with my own clients because I'm a practicing agent just like you. I'm out there right now. So here are a couple of action items before I start to answer just a few questions.
Alicia, we're not going to have time for questions.
Okay.
And we killed the chat part, and I've got to tie up the set. I got to give them one super important thing too that is a gift for everybody. So hit your last points and then we'll keep moving forward.
My last point is when you're on the phone with that call with that client, and this is why we've got a video thing here, ask them to either write you a testimonial or do a video testimonial on how valuable or invaluable you were throughout the process, and that there is no way they wouldn't pay the same thing to have that same experience. And this is super important. So this is how we're going to, now I do have one more slide, and that's VA buyers. So, and we're talking about VA buyers because that's all throughout here. When we talked about crowdsourcing and I showed that little picture of a bunch of people, this is going to be your time. If you want to funnel frustration, if you want to funnel, what you may be upset about, this is where you can funnel it. You need to contact the lenders, I don't care who you do, but if you want to funnel some aggravation over what's going on, funnel it here. And the reason why is because, as you know, VA buyers are not allowed based on current lending rules to pay any additional commissions of fees. So this is going to lock them out and prevent them from being able to obtain buyer representation. So that must change. That is who we need to be speaking to. We must all, every single one of us, there's 14,000 people on this call right now. We have to advocate for our veterans to be able to use their VA benefit. I'm done.
Thank you. And that's something that you and I and many have discussed a lot about the potential, because remember, everything isn't completely settled yet, mm-hmm. The potential unintended consequences of this ruling. So again, because we don't know yet, Alicia, I'm going to assume that some very smart politicians are already paying attention to this, saying we cannot hurt our veterans. And I agree with you. If you're going to voice something, that's what you want to voice. Okay. As we wrap up, a couple things. One, it's your mindset, it's your process, it's your contracts, and it's your conversations. Reminder, you have made plenty of adjustments in your life. This is just another adjustment. Yes, the faster you start, the better. The faster you start, the better. Don't wait for the diet and exercise. Start now, right? Make the adjustments now. I would love to apply for the job. Has anyone taken the time to share with you? Have you heard about the new rules? Let me explain everything we do. Here's all of my value. Here's all of my value. Here's all of my value. Here's all the things I'm going to negotiate on your behalf. What questions do you have? If you can just wrap your head around, you've done this before. You got this. Bison, go. Now, three things. I have a gift for all of you. A bunch of friends of mine knew this was coming. And I text people like David Childers, and I text people like Jack, and I text a friend of mine who runs F&F, right? The monster title insurance business. I text some lender friends of mine. I text my friends at Palm Agent. I text my friends at, you know, Boomtown. And I was like, listen to me. What if we did something insane? What if we, for free, F-R-E-E free, helped up to 100,000 real estate professionals generate 10 more listings in the next 12 months? What if for free, we gave them the marketing they needed, the scripting they needed, everything they needed once a month on a 30-minute Zoom session for free? Just use this marketing piece, send this social post, do this direct mail, send this email, F-R-E-E free. Because you joined us today, I'm auto-registering all of you for it. We're going to make an announcement. We know that this, literally, we had to get a separate Zoom link because we oversubscribed within minutes of announcing this. I know the same thing will happen. So just know, congratulations, you are now registered. Second thing, you can opt out, of course, if you don't want to be a part. If you don't want 10 more listings and you don't want brilliant marketing, that's on you. Second thing, if you have not checked out the new company, listingleads.com, I would encourage you to do so today. Listingleads.com, listingleads.com. Last thing, on the 4th of April, we're going to do the NAR settlement with probably new information as it continues to unfold on the seller side, concessions. Should we say, this is how we're going to offer the buy side? All those new scripting, all those new presentation materials, we will do on the 4th of April at 11 a.m. Pacific. So mark your calendars. We will make that announcement. As we wrap, Jack, I know I see you kind of muted out there. I just want to say thank you for everything you're doing to fight for brokers and to be a voice of reason during a very challenging time, right? And the support that you're providing, both advocating for NAR and just trying to keep people calm and settled and moving forward. So just for myself and the entire ecosystem, God bless you. Keep up the good work. I know it's not easy and you probably have not slept since last Friday. David, you guys, yeah, of course, my friend. David, you at, you know, the entire team at KCM, everything we did during Pivot, we might want to be looking at that again, right? As it's just another voice to keep helping people move forward, and your insights on consumers and the rates are all just valuable. So God bless you. Thank you. Alicia, you know, I love you. It's a fellow redhead thing. Just keep sharing, my dear, keep coaching, keep training, and we will do a free buyer consultation training. You and I will just figure out when we can do that and we'll make the announcement. For everybody else watching right now, mindset, process, contracts, conversations. You have made adjustments in the past. You pivoted during the pandemic. You pivoted when the lockbox changed. What were you just, remember when it changed from this one to this one? And you're like, well, that's it. I'm never going to sell a house again. No, you're like, okay, boop, learn how to use the new lockbox. This time is just like that time. It's just like that time. You got this, right? Starting in June, I'm going to help you get 10 more listings for free. I'm assuming you want to do that. Check out Listing Leads. Make sure you check out Palm Agent. Make sure you check out KCM. If you're not a subscriber, that would be a terrible shame. And until I see you soon, either live at an event or on the 4th, God bless you. Move forward powerfully. Stay calm. Stay calm. Stay calm. All right. Make the change. God bless you guys. See you soon. Take care. Hey, if you like this content, make sure you get back to my channel and check out Jason Pantana, This Week in Marketing, Tom Ferry Podcast Experience, and of course, Mindset Monday.